This is the Sakar Merli of the 26th of October, 2024. Essence, sweet children, the Almighty Authority Father has come to give you power. The more you stay in remembrance, the more power you will continue to receive. Question. How do you children have the best parts of all in this drama? Answer. Only you children belong to the Unlimited Father. God becomes the teacher and teaches you alone, and so you are fortunate, are you not? The Master of the world has come here as your guest. With your cooperation, he benefits the world. You children called out to the Father, and he has come. This is the two hands clapping. You children now receive power from the Father to rule the whole world. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children are sitting in front of the Spiritual Father. You are also sitting in front of the teacher. And you know that Baba has also come here as the Guru to take you children back home. The Father also says, O spiritual children, I have come to take you away from here. This world has become old, and you know that this world is dirty. You children too have become dirty. You used to say about yourselves, O purifier Baba, come and take us impure ones away from this land of sorrow to the land of peace. You are now sitting here, and so this should enter your hearts. The Father also says, I have come at your call, at your invitation. The Father reminds you that you truly did call out to him, come, did you not? You now remember that you had called out to him. Baba has now come according to the drama, exactly as he did in the previous cycle. Those people make plans, whereas this is Shiv Baba's plan. At this time, everyone has their own plans. They make a 5-year plan that they will do this and that. Look at the plans they all come up with. Previously, they never used to make plans, but now they make plans. You children know that this is our Baba's plan. According to the drama plan, I made this plan 5,000 years ago. You sweetest children have become very unhappy here in the brothel, so I have now come to take you to the temple of Shiva, Shivalay. That land of peace is the incorporeal land of Shiva, Shivalay, and the land of happiness is the corporeal land of Shiva, Shivalay. So the Father is refreshing you children at this time. You are sitting personally in front of the Father. Your intellects have the faith that Baba has come. The word Baba is very sweet. You also know that you souls are the children of that Father, and that you then belong to this Baba in order to play your parts. You have been having physical Babas for so long. From the Golden Age onwards, you have played your parts of happiness and sorrow. You now know that your parts of sorrow are coming to an end. You played your parts of happiness for the full 21 births. Then you also played your parts of sorrow for half a cycle. Baba has now reminded you of this. So Baba asks you, was it truly like that? You have now to play your parts once again of happiness for half a cycle. You souls become filled with this knowledge, and you then become empty. The Father then makes you full. Each of you has a rosary of victory around your neck. You have a rosary of this knowledge around your neck. We truly continue to go around the cycle. There are the golden, silver, copper and iron ages, and then we come to this sweet confluence age. This is called sweet. The land of peace is not sweet. The sweetest of all is the most auspicious, beneficial confluence age. You have the best parts of all in the drama. You are so lucky that you belong to the Unlimited Father. He comes and teaches you, children. This is such an elevated and easy study. You become so wealthy. You don't need to make any effort in this. Doctors and engineers make so much effort. You receive the inheritance. Children have a right to their father's income. You study this and earn a true income for 21 births. You won't incur any loss there that you would have to remember the father. This is called the soundless chant. You know that Baba has come. The father too says, I have come. So both hands would be clapping. The father says, remember me, and your sins of birth after birth can be cut away. Ravan, the five vices, has made you into sinful souls. Then you also have to become pure and charitable souls. This should enter your intellects. We will become pure by having remembrance of the Father, and we will then go back home with him. We receive might through this study. It is said of the deity religion, religion is might. The Father is the almighty authority. Therefore we receive power from Baba in order to establish peace in the world. No one can snatch that sovereignty away from us. You receive so much power. Look how the rulers take so much power in their hands. People have so much fear of them. One king has so many people and armies, but that is temporary power. This power is for 21 births. You know that we are now receiving power from the Almighty Authority Father to rule the world. There is that love for him. Even though the deities are not in practical forms, people have so much love for them. When their subjects are personally in front of them, they have so much love for them. You are receiving all of this power through the pilgrimage of remembrance. Do not forget these things. By remembering the Father, you become those with a lot of power. No one else can be called the Almighty Authority. You all receive power. At this time, no one has that power. All are Tamopratan. At that time, all souls will have received power from the One, and they will then go down and play their own parts in their own kingdoms. They will settle their own karmic accounts and become powerful number-wise. The number one power is that of the deities. Lakshmi and Narayan were truly the masters of the whole world. You have the whole world cycle in your intellects. Just as you souls have this knowledge in you, similarly the soul of Baba also has all of this knowledge. He is now giving you this knowledge. The part is recorded in the drama and it continues to repeat. That part will repeat after 5,000 years. You children know this. When you rule in the Golden Age, the father lives a retired life. When does he come onto the stage again? When you become unhappy. You know that the whole record is recorded in him. The soul is so tiny and has so much understanding. The father comes and gives you so much understanding. Then in the Golden Age you will have forgotten all of this. You don't have this knowledge in the Golden Age. There you continue to experience happiness. You understand at this time that you will be deities in the Golden Age and that you will experience happiness. We are now Brahmins. We are once again becoming deities. Your intellects have to imbibe this knowledge very well. There is happiness experienced in explaining to others. It is as though you are donating life to them. It is said, death comes and takes everyone. There is no such thing as death. This is the predestined drama. The soul says, I shed a body and depart, and then take another. Death doesn't eat me. The soul has feeling. When a soul is in a womb, he has visions and experiences sorrow. Internally, the soul experiences punishment. That is why it is called the jail of a womb. This is such a wonderful predestined drama. Each soul experiences punishment in the jail of a womb as he has visions. Why did he receive punishment? That soul would be given a vision. You did these wrong things and caused sorrow for so-and-so. You have all of those visions inside a womb, and in spite of that, when you come out, you become sinful souls. How can all your sins be burnt away? It has been explained to you children that that happens by your having the pilgrimage of remembrance. Your sins are also cut away by spinning the discus of self-realization. The father says, sweetest children, who are the spinners of the discus of self-realization, if you spin this discus of 84 births, your sins of birth after birth will be cut away. You have to remember the cycle. And also remember the one who gives you this knowledge. Baba is making us into spinners of the discus of self-realization. He makes us that, but when new ones come every day, they too have to be refreshed. You have received all of this knowledge, and so you know that you have come here to play your parts. You have been around the cycle of 84 births, and you now have to return home. Do you continue to spin the discus in this way? The father knows that some children forget it a great deal. There isn't any difficulty in spinning the discus, and you also have a lot of time. At the end, you will have the stage of being a spinner of the discus of self-realization, You have to become like them. Sannyasis cannot give these teachings. Even gurus themselves do not know about the discus of self-realization. They simply say, let's go to the Ganges. So many people bathe there. Gurus earn a lot of income from the many people who bathe there. People go on pilgrimages again and again. Look how much difference there is between those pilgrimages and this pilgrimage. This pilgrimage makes you finish all of those pilgrimages. This pilgrimage is so easy. You also have to spin the discus. There is the song, we went around in all four directions and yet remained distant from you. You remained distant from the Unlimited Father. You feel that. Those people do not understand the meaning of that. You now know that you have been going around everywhere many times. You have now been liberated from all of that. You didn't come any closer by going around everywhere. Instead, you became even more distant. Now, according to the drama plan, the Father himself has come to take everyone back with him. The Father says, you have to follow my directions and become pure. While seeing this world, you mustn't see it. While a new home is being built and being made ready, you still have to live in the old home. The Father comes at the confluence age to give you your inheritance. This unlimited inheritance is received from the Unlimited Father. Children know that their father's inheritance is theirs. They maintain the happiness of that. They earn their income and also receive their father's inheritance. You just receive the inheritance. There you won't know how you received your inheritance of heaven. There your life remains very happy because you receive might by remembering the Father. Only the one Father is the purifier who cuts away your sins. Only by your remembering the Father and spinning the discus of self-realization are your sins cut away. You have to note this down very well. It is enough to explain this. As you progress further, you won't have to speak a lot. Just one signal will be enough. Remember the Unlimited Father, and your sins will be cut away. You come here to become Narayan from an ordinary man, and Lakshmi from an ordinary woman. You remember that, do you not? These things do not enter the intellect of anyone else. While you are coming here, your intellects are aware that you are going to Bapdada to claim the inheritance of the new world of heaven. The Father says, by becoming a spinner of the discus of self-realization, your sins will be absolved. Now look at the one who is making your lives like a diamond. You understand this. There is no need to see anything. You can understand this with divine vision. It is the soul that studies through a body. You receive this knowledge at this time. Whatever actions we perform, it is we souls that perform those actions after taking bodies. Baba has to teach you. His name is always Shiva. The names of the bodies change. This body is not mine. It is this one's property. The body is the property of the soul with which he plays his part. This is something that can easily be understood. There is a soul in each one, and each one's body has a different name. That one is the Supreme Soul. He is the highest on high. You now understand that God is one, the Creator, and that all the rest are the creation who play their parts. You know how souls come. At first there are very few souls of the original eternal deity religion. Then at the end they become worthy of coming first. This is like a rosary of the world cycle that continues to turn. When you turn a rosary, all of the beads are rotated in a circle. In the Golden Age, there isn't the slightest devotion. The Father has explained, O souls, constantly remember me alone. You definitely have to return home. Destruction is just ahead. Only by having remembrance will your sins be cut away, and you will then be liberated from experiencing punishment. You will also claim a good status. Otherwise, a lot of punishment will have to be experienced. I am such a good guest of you children. I change the whole world. I make the old world new. You also know that Baba comes every cycle and makes the old world new. This world becomes old from new and new from old. At this time, you continue to spin the discus. The Father speaks the knowledge that he has in his intellect. It is also in your intellects how the cycle turns. You know that Baba has come. We are becoming pure by following his Srimat. You will continue to become pure by having remembrance, and you will then claim a high status. It is necessary to inspire you to make effort. So many pictures, etc., are made to inspire you to make effort. You explain the cycle of 84 births to those who come here. By remembering the Father, you will become pure from impure. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Imbibe this knowledge very well with your intellect and donate life to many souls. Become a spinner of the discus of self-realization. 2. As well as earning your income at this sweet confluence age, also follow the Father's Srimat and claim your full inheritance. Make your life constantly happy. Blessing. May you make your blessings fruitful by using them for a task at the right time and thereby become an embodiment of the fruit. From time to time, Use for a task at the right time all the blessings that you have received from Bap Dada. Do not be happy simply hearing a very good blessing that day. When you use that blessing, it stays with you for all time. Blessings come from the imperishable Father, but you have to make them fruitful. For this, repeatedly give those blessings the water of awareness and the sunshine of stabilizing in the form of the blessings, and you will become an embodiment of the blessings. Slogan: Specialities are Prabhu Prasad, offering from God. Use these for service, share them, and thereby increase them. Om Shanti.